All right, we'll call the meeting of the River Forest Development Review Board to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Sure. Member Crosby?
Here.
Member Ryan?
Here.
Ms. Fishman?
Here.
Mr. Rule?
Here.
Ms. O'Brien?
Here.
Chairman Martin?
Here.
You have a quorum.
All right, the first matter on the agenda this evening is the approval of the minutes from our last meeting on April 6th. If you remember, anybody remembers that far back, it was a pre-filing conference from Concordia. And we must have scared them or something because nothing has been filed since then. But if you had an opportunity to review the minutes, would somebody make a motion to approve them?
Make a motion.
Is there a second? Any discussion, any question about the minutes? All right, will you call the roll on the motion to approve these minutes, please?
Sure. Mr. Crosby?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski is absent. Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, the next thing on the agenda this evening is the plan development for the St. Vincent's property. As you may recall, St. Vincent's is subject to a plan development. They filed an application sometime in 1995 to amend that plan development to permit construction of the multi-use building. This board, I think in January of 16, approved or recommended approval of the amendment to the plan development with several conditions attached. The village board followed our recommendation and granted the amendment. Then just Lisa points out, a year ago tomorrow, St. Vincent was back in here with a petition to amend that ordinance. We conducted a hearing. We again recommended approval of the amendment, and the village board also approved that amendment to the plan development. So we're back this evening on another application by St. Vincent's to amend the plan development that relates to the construction of the multi-purpose building that's, you know, as of this morning was under construction. So anyone who's going to speak this evening on this matter and who has signed in, would you please stand so you can get sworn in by the secretary?
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this development review board?
I do.
Thank you.
Our procedure is pretty straightforward. We let the applicant make their presentation. Then we have some comments by various village departments. We have an opportunity then for the public to make comments, and then we let the applicant sum up their petition. At that point, the public portion of the meeting is closed, and we as a board will discuss it, and if we feel that we have enough information, we'll make a recommendation to the Village Board of Trustees. So Mr. Hedlund, would you please begin your presentation?
Thank you very much. I'm Nevin Hedlund with Nevin Hedlund Architects.
Would you mind speaking over at there so we get it recorded?
Good evening. My name is Nevin Hedlund with Nevin Hedlund Architects, 7985 Lake Street in River Forest. We are here tonight because of a misunderstanding from us on the actual approval that was given on the last go-around. As you recall, when we came back for a second time, we made a change to the design to have an all-stone building with a mansard roof. And as part of that application, we submitted a rendering that is at the top here. And in that rendering, we had a window color that was a dark window color. Now, we wrongly assumed that this superseded the actual text in the original application that said those windows should be putty. So this was purely a mistake on our part that we went down this path and didn't check again on the actual application text. What we are back here today to ask you is to consider to keep the color that's shown here and amend the application to approve of what's on site today. Now, in addition to going forward with this color, we did it for very specific reasons. I wanted to, if I could, pass out just some reference photographs for your review. As you're all familiar with the campus, there's a central large church sanctuary on the North Avenue side, and it's surrounded by lower buildings throughout the rest of the campus. The reference photos that I just handed out shows examples of the window and the window color in all of these lower buildings here. And they all are dark colored windows, both in the parish center, the school wing, as well as the rectory. As you can see, I, in brown, hoping to be relevant to the window color, showed that on the site plan here surrounding that. And then the church itself is in, highlighted in red. Now the church itself obviously has stone mullions that incorporate the stained glass windows. However, we thought it would be more appropriate for our building as the context of the lower buildings that surround the church to match the other supporting buildings with the darker colored mullions. So we, while not intentionally trying to not comply with the requirements, we felt strongly, and the church does too, that the window color that is installed today is the right color, and we're hopeful that you would support the decision to maintain that color as is on site today. With that, it's just that simple. And I'd be glad to answer any questions at this. Just not that this is the time, but in addition to all of the standards that were met the last time, we think that this color of the window also meets and fulfills all of the standards that was required of the application that was approved. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I was by there today. I mean, did you consider brown as opposed to black? It looks like the windows in the addition are black and the others are brown.
It is a dark bronze.
It is,
yeah, okay. The window color. And it's difficult to see right now,
yeah,
because there's all sorts of stuff going around them.
Right.
So, but they are a dark bronze that matches closely to the windows in the surrounding buildings.
Okay, and then my other question when I was there today, and again, this might be because of the film or whatever that was still on the window, so it's kind of hard to see. Are there it doesn't look like there are mullions on the windows that are in place on, are there?
There are, as drawn on the approved elevations. Those mullions match exactly what was on them.
It must be just the sort of film on the window that makes it difficult to see.
So the photographs, the Paris Center, the photograph you have here, are those black or are those bronze?
Well, there's a combination of windows. They've gone through some window replacement over the years.
Okay.
The replacement windows are the dark bronze. There are some still steel windows left in that bay window area, and those are painted black.
So I'm looking at the design, the fenestration here, and everywhere else, these are ancillary buildings that have rectangular fenestration. This building was very specifically made to echo the Gothic windows of the church, especially because it's in that prominent front location, and because this echoes those windows so strongly. I mean, I went by there as well, and the contrast is pretty jarring. They seem to be a darker bronze than some of these other. This doesn't look like bronze at all. This looks like some kind of a medium olive greenery brown, although printouts are rarely accurate. but it just to me looks, and in that rendering too, it looks startlingly different. And it's sort of drawing it so that it looks like it ties in with the other buildings, but it doesn't really, because it is its own entity. It sits here and it sits in a position which is really visually adjacent to the church, echoes those windows, and then has that really dark. And I think the whole reason for that particular call out was in order to make it the visual appearance of the church. So, I mean, the way you're presenting this as a sort of, it's just like these other ones. It feels to me more like it was a significant mistake, and also from an aesthetic standpoint, making that choice.
Well, if I could respond to that a little bit, the church itself, the church doesn't have metal windows that are painted. They're stone, and they're stone, and they hold stained glass. And so they're a very specific image, in my opinion, that's of the predominant sanctuary worship space. And the other buildings are supplemental to that and not as important. And so in my mind, they're different. It's a different building. Okay, so now we're getting into, obviously this is a purely opinion thing here. This isn't a technical exercise in color.
But it was is called out here for a reason, right? Because this isn't normal. This isn't ordinarily the case.
I understand.
This was called out here specifically to make it tie in to the putty or stone appearance. That was the reason for that being there. So now that's kind of, that wasn't really as important as it was.
And again, I'm not trying to defend how we got here. There wouldn't have been any case where there was a plot involved here that because obviously we were going to get a certificate of occupancy that complied with all the requirements. So that wasn't, there wasn't anything beyond, making an assumption based on a revision that, we submitted. So that's all it was. But if it were independent of that, and let's say that for today wasn't in the approved text, we would have chosen this color window based on our opinion on what would look best for the building. So that's where we are.
Well, today. Wasn't that color window what you first submitted with your application?
We did, yeah.
And then as we conducted the hearings, your client agreed to change it from the dark colored window to the stone or putty, didn't they?
In the initial application, we did,
and that was set out in not only in our recommendation, but in the ordinance that the village passed, that what the color was supposed to be of those windows, wasn't it?
Correct,
and that was never changed, was it?
That is correct, and that point was that when we did make the change to the all stone and masonry roof, we again wrongly assumed that we could do the dark windows. So
I think to say that you wrongly assumed is really trying to duck the question. I mean, there were five or six specific conditions that were set out in the approval, and you didn't ask specifically that those conditions be overturned or changed. So how you can assume that there was a change without a change in the ordinances is hard for me to understand.
Okay, well, that's why we're here tonight to ask permission.
You sat with this board for a number of years, didn't you?
I did.
You were not a member, but you were our ex officio architect and expert.
Correct.
And during that time, it was common to attach conditions to recommendations to the village board, wasn't it?
Correct.
So what we did with the St. Vincent application is nothing unique. It's just a matter of you have to read it.
That's correct. Now, if I could comment, I mean, the purpose of the process here is to make sure that we have high quality projects in River Forest. And I'm all for that, obviously. And we think that both the original application and then what I would call the improved application with the all stone building and the mansard roof more than met standards for high-quality projects. So I submit to you tonight that having this darker window color still maintains that high quality, and we're not trying to bypass the quality issue here. We think this just looks better with the darker windows, and we're asking for a change to the ordinance.
Mr. Hedlund, what's the project cost? The total project cost?
A little over $2 million.
How much would it cost to swap out these windows for correctly colored windows?
I don't have that number with me, but the question is, and the reason we're asking permission here, is that the church would like to have the windows as they are, the darker color. They think they're better looking for the project.
Well, my concern, Nevin, is that for whatever reason, the improperly colored windows were installed. And I think it creates a problem for the village if a contractor or an owner, you know, does an installation, whether it's the size of the building or the height of the building or the components of the building, and after the fact comes in and says, look, we goofed, you know, let us have it the way it is now, not the way the village approved it. I have problems with that because I think that it creates a potential problem for the DRB, for the zoning board, for the village, for every department of the village, you know, who could be faced with owners coming in and say, you know, I did it the way I wanted to. And so now bless it because it looks pretty good. That's the problem. We had told you initially these windows had to be green or purple and you said yes and then they're brown, I'd have the same problem. You know, you're coming in after the fact to get something corrected to the way you wanted it originally, which we said you can't do.
Okay. If this I would comment that there has to be some measure of degree here, because we didn't build the building in the wrong location, we didn't build it too high, we didn't build it too big. We met, you know, all the letters but one of the ordinance. So the intent here is that this is I would call this a minor item that we think it's going to look better as is, and that's why we're asking for this small change.
Well, windows are important. I mean, if you, I think it was the townhouses over on Madison Street and at the Heinz Yard. I mean, we had a lot of discussions over mullions and, you know, what they were supposed to look like and everything. And the owner of that property built it the way the village told them to build it. And they didn't come back in and say, look, we got our own idea of how it should look. And that's what we want you to approve after the fact. So that's the problem I have.
Yeah, it seems to me you took a big risk for your client, too. You know, if it were a mistake, I mean, I happen to be going through a situation where incorrect windows were installed and they're being removed and all taken back, but it was a mistake that was made. I mean, this was something that you did intentionally, so it's potentially, you know, a difficult position to put your client in, it seems to me.
Obviously, that's why we're here, to ask permission to make this change. And so if it were a different case where the owner didn't like the color of the windows and didn't support this idea, that'd be a different thing. But we, as a group, all like this color window, and we know we didn't comply with the ordinance, but that's why we're here asking permission to have these windows as they are installed, because we think it is the right decision.
But you agreed at one time that it wasn't the right decision, didn't you?
We agreed to, as part of the approval process, it was recommended by this board to have that color window, yes.
And you agreed to it, your client agreed to it?
Of course we did. Well, that was in the ordinance.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us right now?
Well, I mean, just as we came back the second time to ask permission for a change, when we changed to the all-stone building and masonry roof, which was an improvement considered by the board here and the full board with the village, we would like you to consider that this is a change just like that, and that it's an improvement to the project, in our opinion, and it would be just treated as the same as the all-stone and masonry change that we had before.
Except it's already done. Right, this change you requested the other time was in advance of execution. This is fait accompli. This is what is there. So this is a different kind of request than that request. That request was a request in advance of starting the construction. This is a request to mitigate damages or costs that you would otherwise incur to conform with the ordinance. It's a very different kind of request.
I just would like to say we think the merits of the window change color would be strong enough to support this change to the ordinance.
But they weren't strong enough when this was decided before. Right. The same proposal had been made, and that proposal wasn't strong enough to overcome this particular line item in the ordinance that said, no, it should be this color. So what's changed between then and now that make it any stronger than what was argued back then?
Well, if you go beyond process, and let's say just jump a year ahead, a year from now, and let's say that there was a sequence in time of, as you just mentioned here, and that if in a year from now everybody sees the finished building, likes it, and likes the window color, and it was agreed that that's the right thing to do, is this process that you're talking about really going to be the biggest problem there is, if that's the right thing to do?
But the process exists. I mean, we can't poll people here in the future. That would be a great way to resolve all of these issues, is to send somebody in the future and poll people and say, well, what do you think now that it's built? Let's go back and fix it before it gets built. What I'm driving at here is that you're requesting a change back to something that had been argued before and had been argued and then failed to succeed, and here's the point. And then now you're arguing that it's actually an improvement, even though that argument failed before. So I wasn't present for this particular discussion, but it strikes me as just an odd thing. And to equate that with the other request, which was, we have an improvement in mind, we haven't started building yet, here's what we're looking at, is this okay? Is a really different kind of request than what you're proposing. That's my point.
When were these windows ordered in the sequence here? Is it?
It was probably March or April. No. I'm not sure exactly the exact month that they were, but they came in. They were delivered, I believe, in midsummer.
And did somebody look at them when they were delivered, before they were installed?
It sounds like a conscious change they wanted.
No.
Yeah. they don't see it.
They
as
didn't
a
show up. They,
we see it as a mistake.
They didn't show up on site wrong. They were. We approved this color window, and they were delivered to the site.
The wrong windows were ordered. Is that what it is?
The windows that were ordered didn't comply with the ordinance,
right.
But they were the right windows that showed up as far as the...
The order that was put in was for this color, so it was delivered correctly according to what was ordered.
That wasn't the issue.
Because if it had been the issue, they would have been on the phone with the window supplier and said, switch these out, these are wrong color. So that's clear. So they're the wrong color in the sense of they don't comply with the ordinance and they were deliberately ordered. This other color.
Are the windows able to be painted to a stone or putty color?
They could. It's obviously not as good as having a window color that's factory treated. But yes, they could.
Sorry,
you'd have to send it to a body shop.
Sure.
to be powder coated.
How about duct tape?
Feel blocked and expect it to perform.
All right, anything else you want to tell us?
No, I think we're...
All right.
And well, you don't know what the item cost was for the windows as a package as a whole?
Let us ask Lisa some questions, and then we'll give you a chance to respond.
Sure.
You have reports from the village, the police department, the fire department, and public works, and the traffic consultant, right?
We did not ask the traffic consultant for an updated report, given the nature of the amendment that was requested.
Okay.
But we did have staff author a joint memo, given the relatively small scope of the request.
Right.
The police, fire, thank you, and public works departments filed a joint memo noting that there would be no impact to village services as a result of the requested amendment. The village's planning consultant noted that, just you know, to kind of sum that up, although hang on a second, let me get it, because I don't want to misquote him.
I think he called to our attention that it didn't comply with the ordinance.
You're correct, he did. Yeah, I can't quite find his memo at the moment.
All right. So I think that everything from the village is that the color of the windows doesn't impact the village, any of the village services, right?
Correct, oh, thank you, yeah. John Housiel notes, from a planning perspective, the failure to comply will not materially change the functional aspect of the proposed building. However, failure to comply does have an impact on the visual and architectural compatibility of the building, is in direct contrast to the intent, direction, and conditions placed on the development by the Development Review Board.
Okay. Okay, any questions of Lisa? There's nobody else that's indicated a willingness to address the board tonight. So Nevin, do you want to sit and summarize or what your position is?
Sure, we think we would like to ask your approval for this small change to the building. And in our opinion, we think this is the right color for the windows, independent of the process that we've been through. And we hope you support that decision.
Okay, so that we're going to close the public portion of the hearing, and we as a board will discuss this and make a recommendation to the village board of trustees. You know, if we have any questions, we can ask Nevin, but at this point it's for us to discuss what kind of recommendation we want to make.
Okay, I'll go first. To Michael's point, What I struggle with is if we went back, you know, the point of going to the putty window was the design of the windows, the shape of the window was a gesture toward the sanctuary. So you take those design cues from that and say, okay, well, you have limestone mullions in the glass, and you feed off of that, and you allow then the rest of the campus to be its own. Or the other option is where you have the dark windows, but not necessarily that shape of the window that matches the rest of the campus, and allow the sanctuary to be that object, that separate thing from everything else. So I think that's why we, you know, we're suggesting going to that putty color. I guess what I'm surprised by, I just assumed it was just an accident. If they made a mistake.
I did too.
And that's, you know, and they're coming here like, so sorry, we just made a mistake. As opposed to, we chose to do this against our recommendation. That's what I'm hearing. So that concerns me. And I guess, Frank, to your point about the precedent this sets, I don't know if we need to be concerned with that or not.
Greg will tell us that the code says that each application is supposed to be considered independently and not constitute precedent for other applications. But even though it says that, I think that if, in my opinion, if it becomes known that if you build something contrary to what the village ordinance says And then you come back to the village and say, oh, by the way, we like this better, so we did it our way, even though it's not what you told us to do. I think that that argument would be made over and over again. It would create problems for the village. That's my opinion.
It could.
Right.
I just feel badly for the client involved here. And, you know, because I'm sure they rely on their professional to be compliant. And maybe they assumed that he had taken care of this. And I just don't know. Feel badly for the client, and I just don't know what we can do going forward to protect. You know, these people are running a school or a church or a business or whatever, and you know they're relying on an outside professional. And I wonder if we need to be more adamant in stressing that, you know, to the client as well, that these are the stipulations that need to be complied with, and that you too are responsible if. I don't know. You know, if I didn't feel so badly for the client, I would say do something about those windows. But knowing that it wasn't a mistake, that they were correctly ordered, it's a very expensive mistake.
And there are seven conditions. What if another one pops up?
That was one of the reasons that I had asked for what the budgetary impact of this is. I mean, I could probably ballpark it, but with experience, but it would be interesting to know what that is, and because that is a hit, and if it were an incorrectly supplied window, then the hit would go to the window manufacturer, but that's not the case here, so. It's a lot harder to it's just
all right, anybody else on the board?
I just think it didn't follow what was recommended. To me, it's black and white. You know, I just not support allowing it to stand, and the impact that it would have, I think, on the DRB, if we did go back on making decisions, especially in this situation, that would be the thing.
If it had been prior to installation, that might be different in a sense. But
all right, if there's no one else who wants to comment, and if somebody wants to make a motion, we can deal with it. All right, so I would move that we recommend to the Village Board of Trustees that this amendment to the existing plan development not be approved. So is there any discussion, any additional discussion? Do you want to call the roll?
Sure. Chairman Martin? Oh, I'll call you last, I'm sorry. Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Mr. Crosby?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. So the recommendation of the Village Development Review Board to the Board of Trustees will be that this amendment not be approved. You can talk to the staff, and I can tell you when this will be before the Village Board. You'll be able to make another presentation to them. They will ultimately make the decision as to whether or not they want to follow our recommendation. All right, so Greg also drafted some findings of fact. You want to deal with those this evening? Has everybody had a chance to look at these?
I drafted a set for both approval and denial for your review. The set for denial lays out a similar case to what was stated tonight, which is that the change window mullion color has an incongruity in the aesthetics of the new structure with the remaining architecturally significant structures on the property. That's the core of the reasoning and the finding for denial before you.
I think I'd amend that structures on the property to sanctuary structure on the property. I think that's the building of concern. And again, with, you know, every time I look at this rendering, where it's in juxtaposition, it just jars. So that's the crux of it.
I'll change the references to architecturally significant structures to sanctuary structure throughout the findings.
I think we could approach it in a little different way too, and I think that the reason that I oppose this is because the structure was not completed in accordance with the conditions included in approval by the Village Board of Trustees, and it's not in the best interest of the Village Board or any of the Village Board of Trustees or the DRB or the ZBA or any department of the village, or in the best interest of the village itself, to encourage an applicant to ignore the terms of the ordinance that's been already adopted by the village, and to act as the applicant sees fit and not pay attention to the ordinance. I mean, I think that's...
And to request...
And then to request after the fact or to request variation. That's my bigger concern.
I mean, the aesthetic discussion had been had prior to making the recommendation. That's the reason for it. But I mean, here, the crucial thing is it's already done. Now let's go ask for it.
Right.
I'll make that. Would you like that to be in addition to the aesthetic concern? Do you want the aesthetic concern swapped out?
I think it's primary. I think, as Chairman Martin said, that's the primary concern.
That's my primary concern. Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be everybody's concern.
I agree. I think it's primary.
Yeah. Understood.
So if you want to take a crack at, you want to make some revisions, Greg, and send them to me, I'll take a look at it.
Yes, I will replace the aesthetic concern with the change described by Chairman Martin, and that'll be in the final document.
And I think I don't think you ought to ignore the aesthetic concern. Yeah.
Just repeat that the reason for that item was the aesthetic concern. That's the reason the item was in the original ordinance.
Understood. I'll make some changes and correspond with Chairman Martin.
Okay. Would the DRB like to come back and approve findings of fact at a future meeting?
Want to do that, or just tell me that I can sign them? Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to see them, but I mean.
All right. So why don't we ask Greg to do these, and we'll solicit them, and everybody can indicate to the Lisa whether they approve or not, and if everybody approves, then I'll sign them.
So
okay.
The process, if the DRB can vote to approve the findings of fact subject to the changes that are discussed this evening,
right.
And then the chairman will be authorized to sign them. Right. That's what we can do tonight.
Okay. So somebody want to make that motion?
Right, so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
You want to call the roll, Lisa?
Sure. Member Rule?
Yes.
Member Crosby?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's the last item on the agenda. We have a motion to dismiss.
Motion dismissed.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're dismissed. Thank you for coming.